Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Michael Paul. That was just fabulous. Boy, we have great music here. Thank you, Diane. This whole month of November, and I'm going to practice what Reverend Karen did. If she can go backwards a month, that's why she looks so young, right? Just think it's the month before and do that several times. You'd end up very young indeed. So the whole month of November is about living in gratitude. This is the year of joyous living, and this is about living in gratitude. And pardon me, my little tickle. When I was prayed for before the service, I prayed that I do things differently. I didn't mean that I was going to telepathically do my talk. I meant I was going to let go of old ideas. So what this morning's talk is called, Dead Trees Don't Lose Their Leaves. Dead trees don't lose their leaves. So what has that got to do with you and me? And what's it got to do with gratitude? Well, first of all, I look around here, and we don't have very many bare trees. We have some. So the great thing about Southern California is all of the seasons are on some of the trees, right? Some are dead, some are just beginning little new buds, and some are fuller leafed out. So, but if you think in terms of, say, Saskatchewan, Canada, or any other place in the country where there are seasons, in this season of autumn, leaves on living trees turn color and then they drop off. And in our journal, the journal writer says, and the naked tree stands there in absolute glory, proud of her nakedness. And I thought, well, that's something we could take. We could be proud of our nakedness. And I thought, well, yeah, they, but I'm not saying physically being naked. What I'm saying is, if I let go of my false beliefs, if I let go of my ego, if I let show the authentic self, which is the place where God resides in me and the place God resides in you, what is left is that strong branch, that strong trunk that is glorious. It doesn't need any leaves. But it needs to let go of the present leaves to make room for the future leaves. And that's the lesson for us. In order to have greater good, we have to let go of the current good. We have to be willing to surrender, to trust, to let go. And to have that greater good be our experience. I had several things I want to share with you this last weekend. First of all, thank you, Jean Stone and Joyce Fournier. Friday night, the women's group went to the Sweat Lodge, and I attended, and it was a magical, mystical experience. The evening is spent in prayers and song and silence and a lot of sweat. The stones that heat the lodge are hotter and hotter, and thank you, Joyce, for praying. Because Joyce prayed, she said, these are gentle people coming, and she was right. She said, just let the stones be cool. And Jean said that he brought in the same number of stones as he would have for anything, any other normal sweat, but the first three, because it takes place in three different prayer sessions, and the first three were very doable. It was warm. I was sweating. It was not overwhelming, though. The fourth one, and what the experienced Sweat Lodge attender said, the devotees said, that's what it's usually like all throughout. So we were blessed by that. The opportunity in the Sweat Lodge was to do what I invite you to do every Sunday and do it during the week is, first of all, know this presence within you. The spirit within you, the God within you, and give thanks for it. Know that any darkness within you can be released. And all of us have a shadow side. One of the things about the shadow is most of us are blind to the shadow. It's that blind spot. We don't know that we have a shadow. Our friends know it, though. And some of them are courageous enough to share with us. They may be sorry, or well, they may be, because depending on how spiritually mature we are, when we hear feedback about ourselves, we may decide to take it personally. And if we do, we've missed the blessing. The other choice is to say, oh, this is for me, and it just helps me straighten my course. If I'm off course a little bit, someone tells me, you're 3 degrees off course, turn this way, that helps me maintain course. So be thankful for the feedback if anyone's, if any of you need it, and we all do, but, and if any of your friends are brave enough and a good enough friend to give it to you, to tell you the truth. So thank you for that sweat lodge. It was very mystical. And Jean told me months ago that I should probably not go to, they have a regular one Saturday night and you can talk to them or Darren and Lisa McClure about it. But I was so wiped up yesterday, I would have had to sit on a chair to give you a message because I was no energy at all. And I must say I was a little grouchy too and very thirsty. And I don't think that's a normal thing. That's just a little bit of that darkness coming out to be released. Okay, so dead trees don't lose their leaves. So that means live trees lose their leaves. But what we can take also for ourselves is that when we are willing to let go of the stuff that no longer serves us, the things in our life, so the teens are having this wonderful opportunity next week of recycling clothes. I brought a whole bunch. It's in my car. Because it's so tempting to hang on to things. I was listening to the radio station I was listening to. The woman said the statistic is most women have 12 pair of jeans. So I'm not going to look at you and say, is that true for you? Do you have more or fewer? But here's the thing. They wear 3 of them. They wear 3 of them. The other 9, why are they there? Because maybe that size will fit again. Maybe that style will come back again. Maybe I'll like that color someday in the future or any other reason. But think about your life. There are things we're hanging on to in terms of our life, not just in terms of our clothing, but in terms of our habits. What habits are you hanging on to that if you were to release them, and let them go, surrender them to the infinite, you would be healthier. You would have more to be grateful for. I'll give you a hint. Here are some that you could think about. The habit of judging yourself or others. The habit of looking for what's wrong instead of what's right. The habit of playing small rather than rising up into your full power. The habit of thinking you don't matter, when in fact, every single one of us is essential to this universe. It wouldn't be complete without us, with each one of us. Each one is essential. So you do matter. When I was thinking about this, I was guided to look at a couple of stories, and I'm going to share with you couple of them. One of the stories that I think is very helpful is, first of all, to think about how responsible are you for your life? How responsible are you for your life? Most of us think we're responsible for our own lives. We can get to that place where we don't think that we're a victim, someone else hasn't done it to us, at least we're moving into that direction, that we're truly responsible. Our thoughts are responsible. Our beliefs are responsible. But you know, the absolute religious scientists, the ones that speak absolutely and say God is all there is and I am one with that and that power is flowing through me, take responsibility for everything in their lives. And I'm not saying blame. They're not saying I blame myself. But if there's something that I see that needs healing, it's mine to heal. It's not the person that I'm pointing my finger at. It's those other three fingers pointing back at me. I need to heal something in myself. How many of you have heard of Joe Vitale? Oh, good. Oh, good. Well, Joe Vitale told a story that I'm going to tell you in his book, Zero Limits. And it's a book about the practice of Ho'oponopono. And Ho'oponopono, the part that I didn't get until I reread it last night, it's about complete 100% responsibility. He took complete 100% responsibility. So it's about a psychiatrist in a mental hospital in Hawaii, a hospital for the criminally insane. And this man was also a shaman. He was a psychiatrist. He went to the office every day. He looked at the files. He did his inner work. He didn't see one patient. And gradually the patients started getting better. They started actually, it was such a horrible place to work, he says in the book, that even the orderlies and nurses would walk with their backs to the wall so that they wouldn't be hurt. It was that fearful a place. There was a lot of absenteeism with the staff because people were afraid of their lives, for their lives. Anyway, as he started to do his work, the staff started to get happier. And as they got happier, it was a better place to work and there was less absenteeism. And then the patients started getting better. And they actually started being released until finally there was no one there. So they needed to close the institution because all of the patients had been healed. Sounds impossible, doesn't it? Sounds impossible. We would think, this can't be. Well, Joe Vitale did exactly what you and I are doing in our minds. He said, I don't really believe it. I think I'm responsible for myself, but let me go and interview this man. And he found him. His name is Hugh Len. And there's a Hawaiian name before that, something like Ili Kalakala, something like that. Anyway, but anyway, Hugh Len. So Dr. Len said, They all healed because I believe everything happens, that everything in my world happens because of my thought. So, well, what were you thinking? What were you doing? He said, I prayed the Ho'oponopono prayer. And what is that? That prayer is simply this. Those of you who don't know it, you might want to write it down because it's really powerful and you can do it for your own spiritual practice. First of all, I'm sorry. What are you sorry for? I'm sorry that this person has this illness. But you don't even have to say that. I'm sorry is all you need to say. Then what? Please forgive me. Please forgive me. You're doing the work in yourself. You're not saying this to another person. Then you say, thank you. And then you say, I love you. And you say that again and again and again and again until you don't see that person as ill, as suffering, as incapable, as crazy, as mean, as mean-spirited, or whatever it is that's going on. What you're doing is you're dropping your leaves so the truth of you can just be expressed as this naked truth of God. I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you, I love you. I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you, I love you. With everybody, all the time, if we were that clean, emotionally and spiritually, there would be no one showing up in our lives that was would be causing us any grief, any kind of heartache or despair. Any kind of sadness, we would see them all as we see ourselves, whole, complete, perfect, doing the best we can in all circumstances. So thank you to the Friday Night Sweat Lodge and to the work of Hugh Len and the Ho'oponopono prayer. Yesterday also, the Board of Trustees, those of us who were there, and the Leadership Council and anyone else who wanted to come, listen to the results of the survey, the values assessment survey. How many of you did that survey? Good. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing it, especially those of you who are not practitioners or ministers, the lay people who actually took the time to do the survey. I thank you so much. One of the things that our center, well, first of all, let me tell you, I'm going to now show you, I don't know anything about thermodynamics, but the first law of thermodynamics I get because it's metaphysics. That is, energy cannot be created or destroyed. It just changed forms, right? Anyone know thermodynamics? So you can, am I telling the truth?
Yeah.
Okay, well then there's some law, I think it's the second law, but I didn't get it, is that when something heats in a closed container, in a closed system, and it gets to a certain point that it can't get any hotter, can't have any more heat released, that's called entropy. And they take that word entropy for organizations and they say that entropy is the measure of dysfunction in the organization. And I would have loved to come to you and said there's no dysfunction in our center, or there's 1% dysfunction. There's 12% dysfunction in our center. And what we're going to do is we're going to open to a series of discussions, some questions, answers, some dialogue, so that you can put input into what you see, what you want to see. But I wanted to share the two big pieces of entropy. First of all, because this is the real reveal, because I don't like this one. And that is a fear of control. A fear of control, and I'm assuming by me. So I'm so sorry for those of you who see that, feel that. It breaks my heart, but ho'oponopono, please forgive me, I'm sorry, et cetera, et cetera. I do love you. And I feel privileged to have you in my sphere. The other thing besides control was lack of open communication. And this is really, it's wonderful how mind works, because our board had a special board meeting last Monday. We usually have one board meeting a month. We had two board meetings. And what we came up with at the board meeting is we need to share with our congregation, with the people who attend, the members, what's going on. We need to tell them what's going on. So that open communication is happening right now. And what's going on is we're not meeting our budget. So our treasurer, Kim Province, figured out if everybody who is a giver gave an extra $200 between now and the end of the year, that would bring us up to budget. But here's what I know about you. That might sound like a lot to some of you. It might sound like a little to others. I know that when we bought this place, when we said we look like we're going to be about $50,000 short for our closing, $175,000 came in. I know you're generous. And I know by me telling the truth that those of you who can give more will give more. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful in advance. Everybody on the board is grateful in advance. We look very carefully at what we're doing, and if we can do other things, we will. So, board members that are here, Aiden is here. Was there anything else I was going to say about that? Okay. If you have any questions, the board members are Aiden Greeney is our president, Fred Mercado is our vice president, Kim Province is our treasurer, Kathy Story is our secretary, Karen Meyer and Grant McPhail, and me. Did I get everybody? Yeah. So if you have any questions, find one of us. Ask us. If you have any suggestions, find one of us. We are open to that communication. So, but here's the interesting thing. Well, another interesting thing. On the survey, here's what most of you said. I had it and then, okay. What you said was the biggest concern And I actually had that open so I could look at it, and now it's disappeared. And I guess I'm supposed to tell you about it. But most people, the highest number of people, thought the number one priority for this center was financial health and well-being. Financial health and prosperity. So I'm just telling you what, that's what you said to us. Financial health and prosperity was your number one concern. But just briefly talking to Aiden about this, he said, so likely people have that as their largest concern because it's their personal concern. And so we as practitioners are going to be doing spiritual practice to increase that prosperity consciousness, not just in ourselves, but in everyone. Because it doesn't come out of the blue. We're all connected. We're all one. And so that's the whole Ho'oponopono, that when I do the work in here, it doesn't just bless me. It blesses everyone in my world. When you do your work, it blesses everyone in your world. And it's such a very good thing. So the trees, the leaves on your tree that you might consider dropping instead of hanging on to. Because you don't see, the whole thing is we're here to thrive, to live fully. Ernest Holmes, in his statement of principles, it's about life. We believe in life, eternal life, that this life is ongoing and available to everyone to thrive. So if we're not thriving, is it because we're holding on to those old leaves, to those old ideas, to those old habits? And is there something we could be doing instead? You're the only one that knows for you. And I know for me. So I invite you to think about for this week. One of the ways we can drop those old things is by bringing more gratitude to the things that do please us, that we are grateful for. Bring more gratitude to your own life, your own body. Bring more gratitude to, you know, so maybe you're hanging on to some energy about fear of aging. I must have that because I mentioned Karen's youthfulness. So, okay, you're holding on to fear of aging. Let it go. All of us are exactly the perfect age. We're absolutely beautiful at whatever age we are, right? Beautiful, whole, complete, perfect, vital. Just the way we are and just the way we are not. So, habits, any judgments about yourself, your family, your friends, your creativity, any judgments about the government, the stuff around you, stop it. Bless it all. All of it is God. All of it is God. And find the good in it somewhere. And bless that. Give gratitude for that. I wonder what other leaves we might be hanging on to. Old ways of doing things. When the group of ministers that were going to ordain, at least when two of them were, actually when even Reverend Bruce was in training, one of the things we taught was you don't, on a Sunday service, you keep it as a talk. You don't make it a class. And we're moving away from that. We're saying, no, we really want people to participate. We want to know what people think. So tell me, what are some of the leaves that you're willing to drop? Some would be brave. Shout it out. Fear. Wonderful. It's a big one for so many of us. Drop that leaf of fear. What else? Sickness. Pride. Pride. Judgment. Good. What else? Lack. Anxiety. Oh, yeah. Stress. Old careers. Intolerance. Worry. Abusive relationships. Oh, that's good. That's good. Close. Actually, we open to so much good when we release any of those things. When we go into prayer, I'm going to pray for every single thing that you called out. All it takes is for you to decide to let go. Judgment. Yep. Just stop it. Just stop it. And to choose a new idea. Isn't that what we teach here? It's all about, where is the majority of my focus? What's the sum total of my consciousness? Is it moving toward greater good? Is it more toward happiness or unhappiness? Is more health or disease? It's the sum total that will come to pass. Okay. Let's just go right into prayer from here. So I invite you to be still. And for those of you who have nothing to drop, that you're absolutely naked just and beautiful just the way you are, fabulous. And you just join in support for all of us that have something to let go of. And so I begin this word by reminding myself that there's only God and nothing else. I remind myself that this one power is all power, and it's everywhere present. I remind myself that it's right where I am. It's not just around me or even in me. It is through me and as me. And I speak that my word for each one here in the first person, knowing that anyone that desires this good receives it. I know that I am free. I've created in the image and likeness of that beloved divine mind, that one presence, that I choose to let go of the negativity in my life. I choose to release those relationships that are abusive or discouraging or power hungry. I release any judgment of myself. I release any judgment of anyone. I suspend my rigid thinking, and I allow and welcome the creativity of divine mind that has a vast, rich, infinite possibilities from which to choose. I know that everything I decide to let go, that God within me, God around me, the law through me, knows how to release it, knows how to let it go. I let go of doubt. I let go of fear of any kind, of any variety. I welcome the presence of God, and in God's presence, there is no fear. There is no otherness. There's only one. And so I move forward today with a new commitment to live fully and live an inspired life. I live knowing that I am that one power. And so speaking this word for myself and for all others, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I know that this word is already heard, it's already sown, it's already growing in divine mind, and so I accept it, I welcome it. And so then I simply release it to the law. The law has it, and please join me in saying, and so it is. So it is. Thank you.